Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Haqju. For this week, we will be talking about the martyrdom anniversary of Bibi Fatima Salamullah. So please stay tuned for the program. Bibi Fatima Salamullah was a symbol of womanhood. She embodied in her translucent personality all those qualities that made her a paradigm of virtue. The Prophet, peace be upon him, saluted at her door. The celestial angels sang her praise. Even God Almighty called her the Blessed Fountain of Kausar and vouched her virtue in the verse of purity. Yet we see a strange sight at her threshold following the passing away of her father. A group is clamoring with a democratic abandon, threatening to burn down her house if her husband does not come out and acknowledge the vote of the gathering of the Saqifa Bani Sa'da. Power was now in the hands of people who had fled the battle scenes in the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, or had accepted Islam only for political gains. They were now bent upon a destructive course by transgressing the limits set by Allah. Bibi Fatima, Salamullah, tried to awaken them to the injustice and the corruption which was in its embryonic stage. She cautioned them against the violations of the principles of social justice that was the primate, the Islamic administration, so painstakingly built by her father, but to naught and no avail. They did not listen. Greed for political power had made them blind and oblivious to the divine commandments. This miscreant went ahead and battered down the door on Bibi Fatima.
I'm Fatima Kazemzade. I'm working as a designer for designing and sewing official and traditional uniforms. This exhibition is titled Modern Apparel for Iranian Women. This show is held mostly based on the Iranian Islamic clothing, aimed at updating the clothing of contemporary Iranian women according to their Islamic and also Iranian identities. This show is also aimed at increasing national pride, promoting innovations in Islamic Iranian designs, and raising the standards of the designs. The Islamic style of clothing is gaining more fame across the globe, as more people, even in non-Muslim countries, are willing to use Islamic fashion for being unique and stylish. These styles are mostly traditional and are made of terme, which is an Iranian hand-woven cloth, and also domestic material. There are some other works in which we have infused modern elements with an eye on the regulations for women's wear. The colors are designed so that they can be used within the society comfortably.
Thank you.
And this week we would like to introduce an Islamic site to you.
The CRCIS has hitherto produced tens of software programs in different fields of Islamic sciences, such as the Quran, interpretation of the Quran, doctrines, hadith, Islamic jurisprudence and its principles, philosophy, Islamic ethics, Islamic mysticism, logic, rijal science, history, Islamic world geography, literature, biographies, and bibliographies. The center has also offered complete works of scientific centers, foundations, great personalities, and scholars of Islamic seminary and Noor Digital Library, software template. The center's products are known as Noor Program among researchers and users. Other activities of the center include establishing various information websites on different fields and publishing religious and scientific information and resources on the internet. Noor specialized magazines and Noor digital library websites are two great examples of the center's internet products. For more information on the achievements and products of Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences, you may visit its website at www.noorsoft.org or www.noorsoft.org.
Introduction to Advertisement and Exhibition Activities of the CRCIS. Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences was established in 1989 with the aim of utilizing information and communications technology in promulgating and disseminating Islamic rich culture. Benefiting from its specialist personnel who are experienced in both spheres of Islamic sciences and computer knowledge, so far the center has been successful in providing science research society in the country and abroad with varied software programs in different Islamic science fields. Such works as establishing information banks of Islamic sources in fundamental centers of science and culture, mounting exhibitions of information dissemination in the country, and continuous participation in international societies of information dissemination so as to present Islamic digital sources, are considered among services of Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences. The center has organized 7 national exhibitions of Islamic sciences software, 3 specialized seminars on computer and religious sciences, and some several unveiling ceremonies for introducing newly published Noor products until now, all of which have been welcomed by the researchers and specialized on Islamic and some several unveiling ceremonies for introducing newly published Noor products until now. All of which have been welcomed by the researchers and specialists on Islamic and computer sciences. Such activities have had considerable effects on developing the culture of using computer and Islamic sciences software. The center has also organized special gatherings to present Islamic sciences software to thousands of Iranian and foreign scientific figures, including scholars, intellectuals, officials of cultural institutes, politicians, and house and university lecturers. Because of direct connection with and participating in national and international informatics and advertisement societies, the center has gained some 300 prizes and citations. Tens of commendations from different national and foreign exhibitions and seminars, 20 citations and 5 times recognition as the servant of the Quran in International Quran Exhibition, the 3rd place in the category Fundamental Researchers, as well as a prize in Khwarizmi International Festival, several commendations from different countries, especially Arabic and Middle Eastern states in the field of electronic culture and heritage, and finally World Summit Award 2009 are among the honorable rewards and titles acquired by the center during many years of non-stop endeavor in processing and enriching Islamic texts and producing religious software. Since Noor products are so specialized that include mostly Hausa University researchers and scholars as audience, the center has attempted to establish several information banks in seminary schools, universities, and some research centers to facilitate the researchers' access to the programs and services. Information banks provide a proper environment for the researchers to do their research activities using Noor programs and educational packs. Therefore, cultural institutes, research and educational centers, study halls, libraries, seminary schools and universities, which are equipped with computers, are proper places for the information banks to be implemented and used by the students and researchers. Computer Research Center of Islamic Sciences has introduced its products on a global scale by establishing some 600 information banks in the country and over 500 banks in 80 foreign countries in order for all Muslims in the world to have easy access to Islamic data and software.
Bibi Fatima, Salamullah, is famous and acknowledged as the leader of all the women of the world because of the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him, would not have been everlasting without her. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is the perfect example for men, but could not be so for women. For all the verses revealed in the Holy Quran for women, Bibi Fatima, Salamullah, is the perfect model who translated every year into action. In her lifetime, she was a complete woman, being daughter, wife, and mother at the same time. Fatima, Salamullah, was very generous, and none who come to her door were away empty-handed. She never asked Imam Ali alayhi salam for anything in her whole life. As a mother, she cared for and brought up wonderful children. They have lifted their marks on the face of the world, which time will not be able to erase. The death of the apostle affected her very much, and she was very sad and grief-stricken and wept her heart out crying all the time. Bibi Fatima Salamullah died in the prime of her life at the age of 18 and was most likely buried in Jannatul Baqi, Medina, although the exact location of her death has not been identified. Welcome back. We hope that you enjoyed the program thus far. Stay tuned for this report. Let's go see it together.
I'm Homa Rostami Shahvari. This exhibition is titled The Return of the Birds and is being held for the first time in Iran. The artworks of our group are created to raise the status of nature in art and to register various species of birds by artists. What makes this exhibition different from other exhibitions is the novel and creative view at birds from the illustration perspective. In fact, the works are created after illustration artists went to the natural habitat of the birds and took a closer look at them. I have presented one of my works here. The bird I have painted is called Western March Harrier, which is a bird of prey living in the Ashura Deh region. One of the characteristics of this bird is flying over preys and suddenly swooping to catch them with its claws. This bird can fly in place without motion for a short time to observe the prey carefully. This was exactly the scene I saw in Ashura Deh, and it was really interesting to me. When I saw this bird hunting, I decided to make an illustration of it. Then I thought, how can I show this bird better and which material I can use to serve that purpose? As it is a carnivorous bird, I decided to use colors such as acrylic. After I picked the material, I thought of the possible ways I could present it. Ashura Deh has beautiful starry nights. Therefore, I decided to create my work at a starry night and use colors which can reveal the contrast and visibly show it as a bird of prey. I hope we can continue this trend and see similar works by ardent artists to fulfill our duty to the environment in our country. I hope this bird will fly in our country for many years to come. I really get happy when I see this bird.
I am Saba Arabshahi, holding a master's degree from the University of Art. My obsession is scientific illustrations, started in the master's program, and the subject of my thesis was preserving birds and plant species in Iran. One of my professors told me about this exhibition, and as I was always obsessed with the environment, I submitted a number of my works after coming across the call for the exhibition. I must say that I also participated in the scientific meetings and the trips and the final project, which was illustration of migrating birds in Ashurade. I've presented one of my works in this exhibition on a bird called Great Tit. This bird is very active and vibrant and amazingly makes nests by using plant fibers. Very interesting. And the other bird I've illustrated is called Cormorant. It's a black bird and is usually found beside lakes and rivers with open wings, or like the picture I've painted, it stands on timbers.
Welcome back. We've come to the portion of emails at this part of the program. Our first email is from Sina, who emailed asking, could you do a program about the commonalities between all Muslims and the importance of unity amongst all sects of Muslims in the world? I actually think that's a very interesting topic, and it's something that all Muslims need to focus on. So thanks again for that suggestion. Our second email is from Sohaila, who emailed saying, thank you for the Islamic websites you introduced on the programs. Well, you're welcome. We hope that you enjoy them. The third email is from Mariam, who said, hello, Horizon Magazine. I was wondering if you could do a program about Islam and raising children. And our fourth email is from Bagher, who emailed saying the program has really improved over time. I'm really looking forward to see the program after the new year. Well, we're really glad that you've enjoyed the program and that you're seeing an improvement. We hope that it just gets better and better, just so that viewers like you guys enjoy them. So continue to send us your questions, opinions, suggestions, because that's what helps make the program what it is and make it even better. So once again, thanks so much. Regarding any information about our program, you can visit our site at english.sahartv.ir. Over there, you can download our programs or even watch them online. We have an archive of our previous programs, so you can watch all of them if you've missed any. So please don't hesitate and visit our site.
Sunday on Peer Home, Sahar Haqju, the host of the show, and Dr. Hamid Jamshidi Rod, Dean of Applied Sciences, talked about habit formation and how to quit bad ones. The expert of the show talked about how bad habits form in human behavior and how we can leave or quit bad habits. He also added some Islamic points of view about bad habits and leaving them. In the part from here and there, Farhad Wafaju gave interesting information about a new type of giant virus which has survived being frozen for more than 30,000 years, has been discovered by researchers in Siberia. Monday on Spectrum Iran, Hamid Sharafi, The host of the show focused on Iran-EU ties in view of Catherine Ashton's three-day visit to Iran. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has just been on a three-day visit to Iran. During her stay, she held talks with top Iranian officials in various branches of the establishment. She wrapped up her visit by flying to central Iranian city of Isfahan. Ms. Ashton's trip came after Tehran had played host to various European parliamentary delegations over recent months, in a sense laid the groundwork for the expansion of Iran-European interactions. My colleague was joined in the studio by Mohammad Hassan Khani, professor of international relations and political science at Imam Sadegh University in Tehran. Monday on Sahar TV, you can watch the program called Exhibitions at a Glance, which is a production of the London Bureau. My colleague Muhammad Ali Jamalan introduced the exhibitions which were held in London and also interviewed with experts and specialists about the latest products. Some of the exhibition booths were about the media, electronic commerce, surgery, internet, biomedical engineering, and agricultural tools. In this program, you will become familiar with the latest development technology about new businesses in the UK biggest business exhibition. Finally, every day on Sahar TV, you can watch a historical series called Tabriz in Fog. This is the story of the 19th century and European imperial powers and immersed in colonial wars of aggression with Iran caught in the middle. The French and English each plot and manipulate to gain control over the King of Iran while the Russian army mounts an attack against the country. As the king stumbles along, he seems more interested in the pleasure of life in the palace than the welfare of the country. But in the province of Tabriz, the crown prince fights extensively to keep the Russian invaders at bay.
We hope that this week's program was interesting and insightful for you. Please take care and stay tuned for next week's program. Take care and God bless.